This is the Wikipedia page for Grand Duchess Anastasia Nikolaevna of Russia. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW.
And I'm Victor Bernardo, KSN, reminding you all to subscribe.
That's right, everybody. Subscribe, because this was suggested by guest co-host of the Daily Zeitgeist, Joelle Monique, and you, like her, can suggest pages for us to read.
Yeah, please do. Suggest whatever pages you like. This is one of them. We're going to read the fun parts of this Wikipedia page.
That's true. We'll be skipping a lot. So here we go. Grand Duchess Anastasia Nikolaevna of Russia. Anastasia Romanova, Anastasia Romanov, and Anastasia Romanov redirect here. For other people, see Anastasia Romanova disambiguation. In this name that follows Eastern Slavic naming conventions, the patronymic is Nikolaevna and the family name is Romanova. Grand Duchess Anastasia Nikolaevna of Russia, the 18th of June, OS the 5th of June, 1901 to the 17th of July, 1918, was the youngest daughter of Tsar Nicholas II, the last sovereign of Imperial Russia, and his wife, Tsarina Alexandra Fyodorovna.
Anastasia was the younger sister of Grand Duchess Olga Titania and Maria, and was the elder sister of Alexei Nikolaevich Tsarevich of Russia. She was killed with her family by a group of Bolsheviks in Yekaterinburg on the 17th of July, 1918.
Persistent rumors of her possible escape circulated after her death, fueled by the fact that the location of her burial was unknown during the decades of communist rule. The abandoned mine serving as a mass grave near Yekaterinburg was held the acidified remains of the Tsar, his wife, and three of their daughters was revealed in 1991. These remains were put to rest at Peter and Paul Fortress in 1998. The bodies of Alexei Nikolaevich and the remaining daughter, either Anastasia or her older sister Maria, were discovered in 2007. Her purported survival has been conclusively disproven. Scientific analysis, including DNA testing, confirmed that the remains are those of the imperial family, showing that all four Grand Duchesses were killed in 1918.
Several women falsely claimed to have been Anastasia. The best known imposter was Anna Anderson. Anderson's body was cremated upon her death in 1984, but DNA testing in 1994 on pieces of Anderson's tissue and hair showed no relation to the Romanov family.
Okay, so now we're gonna go down to false reports of survival.
Yep, here we go.
Here we go. False reports of survival. Anastasia's supposed escape and possible survival was one of the most popular historical mysteries of the 20th century, provoking many books and films. At least 10 women claimed to be her, offering varying stories as to how she had survived. Anna Anderson, the best-known Anastasia imposter, first surfaced publicly between 1920 and 1922. She contended that she had feigned death among the bodies of her family and servants, and was able to make her escape with the help of a compassionate guard who noticed she was still breathing and took sympathy upon her. Her legal battle for recognition from 1938 to 1970 continued a lifelong controversy and was the longest-running case ever heard by the German courts, where it was officially filed. The final decision of the court was that Anderson had not provided sufficient proof to claim the identity of the Grand Duchess.
Anderson died in 1984 and her body was cremated. DNA tests were conducted in 1994 and a tissue sample from Anderson located in a hospital and the blood of Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, a great nephew of Empress Alexandra. According to Dr. Gill, who conducted the test, quote,
"If you accept that these samples came from Anna Anderson, then Anna Anderson could not be related to Tsar Nicholas or Tsarina Alexandra."
Anderson's mitochondrial DNA was a match with a great nephew of Franziska Szanzikowska, a missing Polish factory worker. Some supporters of Anderson's claim acknowledge that the DNA test proving she could not have been the Grand Duchess had won the day.
Other lesser known claimants were Nadezhda Ivanovna Vasilyeva and Eugenia Smith. Two young women claiming to be Anastasia and her sister Maria were taken in by a priest in the Ural Mountains in 1919, where they lived as nuns until their deaths in 1964. They were buried under the names Anastasia and Marina Nikolaevna. Wiki listeners, you can support us by listening to this message while you go fake a survival.
Thank you for listening to that message, everybody, and I hope your faking survival went very well, unlike some of the women depicted here. I feel bad for Anna Anderson spending her whole life trying to prove this lie, because it looks like she was doing it for, what, you like 30 years?
Yeah, it was a long time.
She surfaced publicly in 1920, and then the final court decision was made around 1970, so... wow, like 50 years of her life. Rumors of Anastasia's survival were embellished with various contemporary reports of trains and houses being searched for Anastasia Romanov by Bolshevik soldiers and secret police. When she was briefly imprisoned at Perm in 1918, Princess Helena Petrovna, the wife of Anastasia's distant cousin Prince John Konstantinovich of Russia, reported that a guard brought a girl who called herself Anastasia Romanova to her cell and asked if the girl was the daughter of the Tsar. Helena Petrovna said she did not recognize the girl and the guard took her away. Although other witnesses in Perm later reported that they saw Anastasia, her mother, and sisters in Perm after the murders, this story is now widely discredited. Rumors that they were alive were fueled by deliberate misinformation designed to hide the fact that the family was dead. A few days after they had been murdered, the German government sent several telegrams to Russia demanding the safety of the princess of German blood. Russia had recently signed a peace treaty with the Germans and did not want to upset them by letting them know the women were dead, so they told them they had been moved to a safer location.
In another incident, eight witnesses reported the recapture of a young woman after an apparent escape attempt in September 1918 at a railway station at Siding 37, northwest of Perm. These witnesses were Maxim Grigoyev, Tatiana Sitnikova, and her son, Fyodor Sitnikov, Ivan Kuklin and Matrina Kuklina, Vasily Ryabov, Ustinya Varenkina, and Dr. Pavel Utkin, a physician who treated the girl after the incident. Some of the witnesses identified the girl as Anastasia when they were shown photographs of the Grand Duchess by White Russian Army investigators. Utkin also told the White Russian Army investigators that the injured girl, whom he treated at Chechnya headquarters in Perm, told him, "I am the daughter of the ruler, Anastasia." Utkin obtained a prescription from a pharmacy for a patient named N at the orders of the secret police. White Army investigators later independently located records for the prescription. During the same time period in mid-1918, there were several reports of young people in Russia passing themselves off as Romanov escapees. Boris Soloviev, the husband of Rasputin's daughter Maria, defrauded prominent Russian families by asking for money for a Romanov imposter to escape to China. Soloviev also found young women willing to masquerade as one of the Grand Duchesses to assist in deceiving the families he had defrauded.
Wow. It's a racket. Some biographers' accounts speculated that the opportunity for one or more of the guards to rescue a survivor existed. Yakov Yurovsky demanded that the guards come to his office and turn over items they had stolen following the murder. There was reportedly a span of time when the bodies of the victims were left largely unattended in the truck, in the basement, in the corridor of the house. Some guards who had not participated in the murders and had been sympathetic to the Grand Duchess were reportedly left in the basement with the bodies.
Okay, now it's time for depictions in art, media, and literature. Depictions in art, media, and literature. The purported survival of Anastasia has been the subject of cinema, such as the 1997 animated film and the 1956 film that inspired it, starring Ingrid Bergman and Yul Brynner, made for television films, and a Broadway musical. The earliest, made in 1928, was called Clothes Make the Woman. The story followed a woman who turns up to play the part of a rescued Anastasia for a Hollywood film, and ends up being recognized by the Russian soldier who originally rescued her from would-be assassins.
Wow, there you go. Anastasia is still out there, maybe. You never know, right? No,
It's pretty solid
that she's dead.
Although there is a section called Ancestry that's completely empty.
Somebody started it and then was like, what are we going to fill it with?
Nothing.
Everybody died.
By the powers vested in me in Wikipedia, I deem the section empty.
I think this was a very interesting page. Thanks for suggesting it. And we're out.
Yes, thank you. This has been the Wikipedia page for Grand Duchess Anastasia Nikolaevna of Russia. Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen, except for Twitter, which is at wiki_listen. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts because it really helps us out, and check us out on YouTube where we have more content. Don't forget to smash that subscribe button with your false survival.
If there's a particular Wikipedia page you'd like us to read, let us know. We will read it.